Harlequin Intrigue and Harper Audio present Silver Creek Lawmen, Second Generation, Books 1 through 2, featuring Targeted in Silver Creek and Maverick Detective Dad by Dolores Fawson. Performed by Will Dameron. Targeted in Silver Creek. Cast of characters. Deputy Jesse Ryland. This Silver Creek lawman intends to protect his ex and his 6-month-old son from an escaped prisoner. Hannah Kendrick. 6 months ago, a shooting robbed her of her memory, but she can still feel the heated attraction between her and Jesse. She's just not sure if she can trust him. Evan Ryland. Jesse and Hannah's infant son. Even though he's not in the path of a killer, he could still be in danger. Isabel Kendrick. Hannah's mother, who has bad blood with the Ryland family, including Jesse. It's no secret that she doesn't want Hannah and Evan with Jesse. Bullock Bull Freeman. On the surface, it seems as if he's a dangerous escaped con with an agenda of revenge, but maybe there's a different reason for his escape. Agent Ryan Shaw, the ATF agent who's hunting for Bull and the leader of a criminal operation that's going on in Silver Creek. Marlene Freeman, Bull's socialite sister, who is seemingly an innocent bystander in an attack. But she could know a whole lot more than she's saying. Chapter 1. Deputy Jesse Ryland slid his hand over the Smith & Wesson in his holster. Normally that wasn't something he'd do when paying a visit to Hannah Kendrick, but there was nothing normal about this evening. Not with a killer on the loose. A killer who might, at this very second, be making his way to Hannah. Jesse couldn't rein in the motherload of flashbacks that the killer's escape from prison was giving him because he knew just how serious a situation this was. As serious as it got for both the job and his personal life. He'd been a deputy for nearly 8 years now in Hannah's and his hometown of Silver Creek, Texas. 8 years of the badge in a family of badges. Being a cop was in his blood, and in those 8 years, he'd honed some instincts, ones that had saved his life. And sometimes, they'd let him down. But he couldn't allow his instincts to fail him now. Jesse made his way up the steps of the porch that stretched across the entire front of the pale yellow one-story house. It was a familiar trek for him, since he came here at least 4 times a week to see his 6-month-old son, Evan. Those visits with his little boy were priceless, but Hannah hadn't exactly made him feel welcome here. She wouldn't now either, and it didn't take long for Jesse to get confirmation of just that. Hannah had obviously seen or heard him pull up because she unlocked and opened the door before Jesse could even knock. Even though it was fairly early, she'd already called it a night since she was wearing comfy purple PJs and had her long blonde hair loose on her shoulders instead of scooped back in her usual ponytail. Jesse caught the scent of lemon tea. And Hannah. Nothing flowery or from a bottle. Just her. As usual, there was wariness in her deep green eyes, and she automatically stepped back as if to make sure they didn't accidentally touch or breathe in the same air. Not because she hated him. At least, Jesse didn't think she did anyway. But it was more of her not trusting him. Or anybody else, for that matter. The thin scar on the left side of her forehead had plenty to do with that. A scar that caused even more flashbacks and bad memories for Jesse than a killer's escape had, because that scar was a reminder of just how close she'd come to dying, when she'd been 9 months pregnant with their son, no less. Evan and she had survived, thank God.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?